The consequences of a whispered secret, the shadow in the ashen roads, a night like any other in the forgotten streets of Evria's outer districts. Street lamps flickered, casting eerie shadows on damp walls as Kaelvar navigated the narrow alleys with practiced ease. His eyes scanned for signs of unwanted attention, a habitual gesture developed over years of walking among those who would prefer him gone. The ashen roads held secrets, whispers, and half-forgotten histories that only Kael knew how to uncover. House Valen's emissaries often sought his expertise in the shadows, their whispers carried on wind. Tonight was no different. A soft message slipped into his hand at a dingy tavern hours prior. At a crossroads between two major streets, Kael stopped beneath the lantern-lit post. The flickering light cast an eerie glow across his sharp jawline as he unfolded a parchment from his cloak, the address scrawled in hasty script. He recognized the signet, Black Rose Order's emblem, Melos Draw Sigil. A shiver ran down his spine. It was rare for the curators to reach out directly. Kael turned into the narrow alley that matched the note's indication, his footsteps echoing off stone walls as he followed the marked route. Shadows swallowed his form, then spat him back out onto a deserted courtyard surrounded by worn, weathered tenements. In the center stood a small shrine dedicated to the Nightforged, its iron gate open like a yawning mouth. Beyond the shrine, an air of tension hung heavy over a hooded figure waiting against a crumbling wall. "You're late," the figure said without looking up, voice flat as stone. Instructions didn't mention punctuality. Kael's voice was neutral. He had learned that in this line of work, time was currency. "I suppose not," the figure replied, its gaze flicking across the courtyard before focusing on Kael. "My name is Ilund. I'm here to speak with the Black Rose." Kael raised an eyebrow but said nothing. A moment's consideration later, he stepped forward, his path winding between dilapidated buildings. The air thickened with anticipation as Ilund pushed off from the wall and led him into a cramped, poorly lit room above the shrine. Shadows clung to the walls like damp skin, and air was heavy with incense. Kael breathed deep, a habit that allowed him to ground himself in the space as he recognized the signs of a hastily convened meeting. Candles, hastily lit, chairs arranged around a low table. "Speak quickly," Kael said as Ilund slid into a chair opposite him. "It's a family matter." Ilund's voice remained flat, but the tension around their eyes betrayed a flicker of desperation. "My sister, Lyra, has disappeared. She's been working for House Valen, and we suspect foul play. We need you to find her." Kael leaned back in his chair, fingers steepled together as he considered the problem. "Tell me more about your sister and her work with House Valen." The meeting unraveled into a litany of details, a life spent among intrigue, whispers that danced on the wind like dry leaves. Ilund spoke with an air of haunted conviction, their words spilling out like confession. In this moment, Kael made his decision. He would walk where armies could not. The world beyond these walls, where armies marched and empires rose or fell, was far from his concern now. This, the whisper in the night, the secret shared between two souls in a cramped room, was where balance truly lived. "I'll find your sister," Kael said finally, standing to take his leave. "Thank you," Ilund whispered, their eyes locked on his. The world outside the courtyard swallowed Kael's figure whole, and the alleyways of Evria faded into darkness once more. He walked into night, carrying with him secrets shared in whispers, weighed against the silence that had come before. At some point, between the flickering street lamps and the last rays of dawn, Kael vanished from view as he disappeared into his next path, one where armies couldn't tread. The rain had begun to fall by the time Kael slipped into his small, cluttered workshop beneath the city's sprawling market district. Lanterns suspended from the ceiling cast a warm glow over scattered tools and dusty papers, the air thick with the scent of old leather and parchment. He shed his wet cloak, revealing a worn tunic beneath, and hung it on a hook beside the door. His gaze strayed to the small, intricately carved wooden box in the corner of the room, its lid slightly ajar as if inviting him to reconsider the decisions he'd made tonight. A part of him still lingered by Alun's side, sensing the fear that clung to their words like a miasma. Another part, however, had already taken up the mantle, his feet moving with an unthinking rhythm towards the maps spread across his workbench. A small section was highlighted in charcoal Everia's outer districts, marked with the locations of known safe houses and potential entry points into Valen's territory. Kale's eyes scanned the area around the district where Alun mentioned Lyra last worked, his mind already planning the safest route into the heart of Valen's operations. A faint tremor ran down his spine as he noted the relative positions of known rival houses and their agents within the area. He paused to pour a small amount of ale from a jug into a cup, sipping the bitter liquid as he weighed his next move. The streets were treacherous, but with enough preparation with a quiet decision made, Kale gathered his gear, a few pouches of coins, a set of daggers, and a worn journal filled with notes on various safe houses and contacts within the city. He tucked everything into a leather satchel slung over his shoulder, then headed for the door. The night was still young, but shadows seemed to deepen around him as he navigated the crowded market stalls towards the outer districts. At least three sets of eyes followed him. One belonged to a hooded figure lingering near the edge of the market, their face indistinguishable in the dark. The second belonged to a group of Valen's guards patrolling nearby, their gaze flicking between Kale and the shadowy figure before losing interest. The third Kale couldn't quite place. He navigated through the throngs of people, the crowd's murmur and haggling merchants' calls growing louder with every step. The hooded figure fell back, disappearing into a nearby alleyway as Kale passed. He kept his pace steady, not drawing attention to himself in a crowded market. A mix of scents wafted through the air, roasting meats, fresh bread, and the sweet tang of dried fruits. Reaching the outer district, the narrow streets grew darker, their silence punctuated by the sound of dripping water and distant clinking glass. Lanterns were fewer here, casting long shadows across crumbling buildings. Kale's eyes adjusted to the dim light as he walked along a deserted thoroughfare. He spotted a landmark, a worn fountain in the center of an empty square, its stone basin a mosaic of discarded trinkets and coins. A figure emerged from the darkness ahead, a hooded form that drew Kale's hand instinctively to the dagger at his belt. The air seemed to thicken as they moved closer, their steps heavy with purpose. When they reached the fountain, they turned towards him, their face illuminated by flickering torchlight above a lund. Their eyes locked onto Kale's before darting back to the side, a look of alarm flashing across their features. "What are you doing here?" Ilund whispered, glancing around the square as if afraid of being overheard. "I told you I'd find your sister," Kale replied, his voice low and measured. "Your presence could put us both at risk." Ilund's gaze darted between the shadows surrounding them, weighing the risks before speaking. "Lyra, she was taken. We think Phelan has her. They've been quiet for too long, and I fear they're hiding something. I'm here to see if you've discovered anything." Kale's expression remained unreadable, but a thread of tension ran through his voice as he asked, "What do you mean by taken?" Ilund's hands clenched into fists, the knuckles white in the dim light as they struggled to contain a deeper emotion. They didn't just take her for information or leverage," Ilund said, their voice barely above a whisper. "We've received rumors of a ritual, a dark one. Valen's trying to break something within Lyra, some inner aspect she may hold. The whispers are always there, but this is different. This is different." Kale's eyes narrowed, his mind racing with the new information. A cultish practice, where one's internal balance was being manipulated. That explained the reason for Lyra's disappearance and why Valen would go to such lengths. "Tell me more about these whispers," he said, taking a step closer to Ilund. "They speak of the balance within her," Ilund continued, their eyes darting nervously around the square once more. "A spark that Valen seeks to exploit. But at what cost? If Lyra's balance is broken, I fear she'll lose herself completely." The words trailed off as a distant rumble shook the air, thunder on the horizon, or the sound of horse hooves. Kale shifted his weight, his grip on the dagger tightening ever so slightly. "Let's not speculate about this yet," he said, guiding Alund into the darkness beyond the fountain. They led him through narrow alleys and deserted side streets, their footsteps echoing off walls. The city's silence seemed to press in around them, an oppressive weight that made Kale's skin prickle. After a series of quick turns, they stopped at the entrance of a cramped stairway leading up to a dilapidated structure on the outskirts of the district. "This is it," Ilune said quietly, their breath misting in the cool air. "A hidden safe house. I'll wait here while you investigate. We can't be seen together." "I'd rather not split up," Kale said firmly, already climbing the stairs. Ilune caught his arm, their grip surprisingly strong for one so slight. "No, Kale. You have to do this alone. We can't afford attention drawn to this place." Kale's eyes locked onto theirs, and for a moment he considered arguing. But something in Alun's expression, an unspoken fear, or perhaps a lingering trust born from their whispered secret, gave him pause. He let out a slow breath and nodded. Kale nodded, releasing Alun's arm as he led the way into the musty stairway. The air inside was stale and thick with dust, cobwebs clinging to the walls like wisps of old hair. He navigated through narrow corridors, his eyes adjusting to the dim light within. At each corner, he checked for any signs of surveillance or hidden dangers Valen's agents might be expected to investigate safe houses. A small chamber at the end of a corridor opened up into a cramped room with wooden crates and dusty storage containers stacked against one wall. In the center, an old table stood beneath a narrow window, its panes fogged by moisture, casting the space in a dim, emerald hue. Kale recognized the look. This was where his cousin had kept his notes on smuggling routes and hidden pathways. A faint smell of pipe tobacco clung to the air, transported from another time. He began to search the shelves, methodically scanning through crates for any signs of recent disturbance or use. As he worked, a piece of parchment caught his eye, creased, dog-eared, and partially torn near the corner. He smoothed it out on the table's surface, finding a cryptic notation scrawled in a hasty hand, "There watching Lyra through a conduit the weaver weeps. Seek answers at Nightshade's crossroads." The writing danced with an unevenness that sent a shiver down his spine, Valen's handwriting. Kale tucked the parchment into his satchel, making mental connections between the clue and their conversation about Alun's sister. He had to tread carefully. Every move could be watched or reported back to Valen. His eyes drifted towards the window, its misty panes reflecting the faint light outside. The darkness beyond seemed oppressive, like a physical force holding its breath. As he searched further, Kale stumbled upon a collection of journals belonging to his cousin. The entries detailed smuggling routes and hidden stashes, but something else caught his eye: references to an underground network operating within Valen's ranks. The more he read, the more names kept resurfacing: Riven, Lyra, and Vesper, a name associated with both rebellion and internal discord. The dusty pages of his cousin's journals slipped from Kale's fingers as he slumped against a stack of crates, his mind racing with connections. Riven, a key player in Valen's inner circle, but also somehow connected to Alun's sister. The more threads he uncovered, the more the web of intrigue ensnared itself around Lyra. He tucked the journals back into their hiding place, the weight of the information settling within him like lead. As Kale made his way back down to the street, the city's atmosphere seemed oppressive, its shadows deepening into dark caverns that seemed to swallow all sound and light. Ilund was nowhere in sight when he emerged onto the deserted thoroughfare, their absence a tiny spark of unease. He walked through the alleys and side streets in a purposeful stride, calling out softly for his friend but receiving no response. A shiver ran down his spine as the thought struck him: what if Valen's agents had taken Alund too? The darkness felt alive, pressing in with all its might. The narrow lanes were almost empty now, save for a figure huddled against a wall some distance away. Kale's eyes narrowed as he approached, recognizing the curve of their head and the way the flickering torchlight danced across their features. Alund. They were standing with their back to him, their shoulders shuddered by a quiet sob. A moment later, they straightened up, wiping their sleeve across their face in a swift motion before turning towards Kale. "What did you find?" Ilund asked, their voice low but not quite steady. The dim light cast an eerie glow on Ilund's features, their eyes red-rimmed from crying. Kale's concern sharpened, but he kept his tone measured, trying not to startle them further. "I found journals belonging to my cousin," he said quietly, his hands stuffed into his pockets. "References to smuggling routes and hidden stashes, nothing new there. But something caught my eye, mentions of an underground network operating within Valen's ranks." Ilund's gaze dropped, their lips pursed in a thin line as they stepped away from the wall. "Riven's involved," they said softly, the words barely audible over the distant hum of nocturnal life in the city. Kale's eyes narrowed. "Riven, one of Valen's top lieutenants, and somehow connected to Ilund's sister?" This was a new thread to weave into the tapestry of intrigue. "Let's get out of here," Kale said firmly, already scanning their surroundings for any signs of surveillance. "We need more information before we act." Ilund nodded, still quiet, as they fell in step beside him. They navigated the narrow alleys with an almost intuitive sense of direction, their movements fluid and practiced. The city's shadows seemed to swallow them whole, but Kale was grateful for their familiarity. He'd never have found his way through these twisted streets without Ilund's guidance. As they turned a corner, a faint noise drifted on the breeze, laughter, followed by the clinking of glasses from an open tavern doorway. The sign above creaked in the gentle wind. Nightshade's Crossroads, a seedy watering hole that catered to those who preferred the darkness. Ilund's grip on Kale's arm tightened, their eyes flashing with a mix of fear and resolve. "That's where we need to go," they whispered, already moving towards the tavern. Inside, the air reeked of stale beer and smoke, the patrons a rough assortment of cutthroats and shady caricatures. Kale spotted a figure in the corner, hood up and face obscured. "Riven, perhaps." He pushed through the crowd with Ilund, their eyes scanning the room for any signs of danger. The patrons seemed oblivious to their presence, too caught up in their own private dramas to notice two figures slipping into the shadows. The barkeep, a gruff old man with a bushy beard, eyed them warily as they approached the counter. "What can I get you?" he asked, his tone a blend of curiosity and hostility. Kale flashed a few coins, signaling for two mugs of ale. Ilund slid onto a stool beside him, their eyes scanning the room while Kale ordered in a low voice. The tavern's atmosphere was thick with tension. Conversations were hushed. Glances darted between patrons as if awaiting some signal to erupt into violence. Kale's grip on his dagger tightened, ever vigilant for any signs of trouble. Ilund seemed lost in thought, their eyes fixed on the figure in the corner, now fidgeting with a mug. A lanky figure pushed through the crowd, a serving girl with skin as pale as alabaster and hair as black as coal. She sidled up to them, her smile coy and inviting. "What can I get you, love?" she cooed, her eyes lingering on Ilund before moving back to Kale. He handed her a few coins, his mind elsewhere. The information they needed still eluded them. As the girl poured their ale, Ilund leaned in close, their voice barely audible above the murmur of conversation. "I think that's Riven," they said, nodding towards the corner. "We need to get closer." Kale's eyes locked onto Riven, the tension between them palpable as he sipped his ale. The lanky figure seemed oblivious to their scrutiny, nursing a mug with a scowl on its face. Ilund nudged Kale with an elbow, drawing his attention back to their surroundings. The serving girl lingered nearby, her gaze flicking between them with an almost imperceptible interest. "I'll get the information we need," Ilund said softly, their eyes never leaving Riven's form. "You keep watch." Without waiting for a response, they slid off the stool and wove through the crowd, their movements fluid as a snake through grass. Kale's grip on his dagger tightened. What were the chances of this being a trap? But Ilund's plan was set in motion, and he couldn't let them down. A hand settled on his shoulder, and he turned to find the serving girl leaning in close. "Trouble, love?" she whispered, her breath cold against his ear. Kale hesitated for a heartbeat before responding, unsure what lay behind her words. "We're looking for someone," he said quietly, trying not to raise suspicion. The girl's smile twisted into a sly grin. "Oh, you mean the one who keeps the company of shadows?" Her eyes sparkled with intrigue as she jerked her head towards Riven, their gaze locked onto Alund as they approached the corner table. Kale's gut told him to be cautious. This was a gamble, and information came at a price. The serving girl's hand on his shoulder relaxed its grip, and she drifted off towards another patron, leaving Kale to stew in his unease. He kept a sharp eye on Alund as they wove through the crowd, their movements fluid and deliberate. The tavern was a seething mass of contradictions, whispers of rebellion amidst laughter, hidden agendas woven into every conversation. Riven's table had drawn a small circle of onlookers, each trying to seem nonchalant but their eyes fixed on the mysterious figure in their midst. Ilund slid into the seat beside them, their face an impassive mask. For a moment, there was silence, the only sound the clinking of glasses and the quiet hum of conversation. "Lyra's sister," Riven said softly, their eyes never leaving Ilund's face. "You've been poking around where you shouldn't,"